you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today was rather, yes, slow day in some sense. So the morning we started off with people from Accenture sharing their research results, research about future of work. And they devoted a year and a lot of research resources into it. The findings, I would describe as confirmation of, I guess, logical assumptions. But it's always good to have the confirmation for sure. You can say it's not backed by research. It's not just an assumption. And the more you're in this whole process, you realize, you know, obviously, while on one hand it's good to test your assumptions, but sometimes you can over-test assumptions. Maybe? It's not a linear path. There's a lot of back and forth. But overall, you know, I guess it was a good session to have assumptions regarding how, so when it comes to reskilling, right, there is this whole issue, a bottleneck around how people don't necessarily take ownership of their own training. They believe or kind of hope or leave it to their employer to handle their training, upskilling. But in reality, only about 10% of employers really does a great job in it. So you really have no choice but to look after yourself, right? That's the moral of the story. And in that, I guess it's important to realize who your target audience are and their psychological profile, right? You're going to be targeting people who don't even realize they need training, or you're going to target people who are already motivated. In our case, definitely people who are motivated. And also later on, I had a great catch up with an education expert and realized there is this additional resource within UCL that we should take advantage of. Like, we're gonna apply to educate and take it from there. And it will be a great adventure. The timeline makes sense. It will help us get sort of academic backing for what we are doing. And the more, I guess, confirmation on the method, the better. And increases confidence for users too. Yeah, I think maybe that's the biggest like action point for today. And besides that, I'm completely aware how I have not invested any time in learning that dance that was supposed to perform at my friend's wedding. Yeah, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but clearly have to do something about it. Better learn it sooner than later, because I'm going to Thailand next week. Crazy how quickly it's happening, how soon it's happening. On that note, I'm gonna go to bed early tonight and hopefully start a new routine. Oh, super interesting update. I live streamed myself on YouNow today, and I had one very loyal viewer who actually helped me with my probability lesson. At least he tried to help. It's a, I guess, a great test on how, because YouNow is not designed for sharing learning, and I wasn't able to share my screen, there was this limit to how effective, you know, viewers could help you. How effectively the viewers could help you. So, yeah, that's a feature we will make sure to implement from the get-go. And it's rather apparent the viewers will kind of ask you again, like, what are you learning and all that. So just simply having the ability to tag or flag some key kind of 30-second pieces of a video would simplify a lot of things. So anyone who, like, whenever they join, they can just go right to those points without having you kind of repeat yourself. Yep. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.